the number one shiloh that I get every single year right after Yom Kippur is over, and I got it at least 5 times yesterday. People ask me, can you tie your schach down with those plastic tie things? You know those, what do they call them? The zip ties? Can you use a zip tie to tie your schach down? Because they're very effective. They really keep the schach down. The problem is, generally speaking, you're not supposed to hold your schach down with a davar mekabel tuma, and a zip tie is a kli, and therefore lechora is a davar mekabel tuma. So the question is there any heter to use them? And what if there is a heter, what would that heter be? So in order to give a little bit of background about this, there's a Mishnah Masechta Sukkot of Chafal and Beis, where the Mishnah says that hasomich sukaso bikirei amita kshera. If a person leans his schach on the bedposts and he makes his schach over his bed, that way it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omerim eina yichol lam b'fneatzma psula, that if it's unable to stand on its own without the bedposts, then it's going to be possible, Rabbi Yehuda says. So the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's going to be possible if it can't stand on its own? Machloka samarayim. Pligibar Rabbi Zeir v'Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Chadam ne she'in la keva. One opinion is because it's not considered to be kavua enough. The other one says that it's a problem that you're being mamid b'davar makabel tuma. You're supporting the schach with bedposts, and bedposts themselves are davar makabel tuma. Your schach can't be supported with something that's makabel tuma. Tosfos and the Rush write that in the Yerushalmi it's mashma that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because of Ein Lakeva, that it doesn't have 10 tefachim between the bed and the schach, and if there are 10 tefachim between the bed and the schach, then it would be kosher. That would be enough of a keva, just the space between the bed and the schach would make it kosher. Meaning that the real Iker Shita of Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with Mamun B'davra Mekabel Tuma. It's really about Ein Lakeva. So the Rishonim write, the Ran, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ravid, that the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the reason is because of Davar Mekabel Tuma. But the Bala Shlom and Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar write that the Rif does not pass in the Rebbe, that the Rif passes like the Rabbanan to begin with, that when you're Samech Sukasa Bekiri Amit, it's going to be kosher anyway. So Chumash Zeshen says, from the Rif and the Rosh, it's Muchach, Chumash Zeshen, Sim Sadi Aleph, that the real halach is like the Shita that says She'in Lakeva, and therefore it's not a big deal if you're Mamed the Sukkah B'Davar Mekabel Tuma. So the way it turns out from the Gemara is, you have Machlokas Tanaim, according to the Rabbanan, there's definitely no issue of being Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tuma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there might be an issue, because there's Machlokas Amoraim, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Is it about In Lakeva, or is it about Mamed B'Davar HaMekabel Tuma? So certainly if you're going to pass on like the Rabbanan, there's no issue whatsoever. And even if you're going to pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, you then have to define why you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Are you passing because of Ein Lakeva, in which case you're allowed to be Mamed B'davar HaMekabel Tuma, or you're passing that there's a problem being Mamed B'davar HaMekabel Tuma? So several Rishonim are of the assumption that either we pass like the Rabbanon, or we pass like the Mandiyamar of Ein Lakeva, and therefore there will be no issue. However, the Ramban writes that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the opinion that says that the reasoning from Yehuda is that you can't be Mamed B'davar HaMekabel Tuma, and that's how the Ravid holds, the Itur, the Ritva, the Meiri, that's what it sounds like from the Rand of Yudam and Aleph B'dapei Arif, and that's what the Bach writes as well, that if someone's Mamed B'davar HaMekabel Tuma, the Sukkah's Pasul, says the Bach, Afil B'dieved, that even B'dieved the Sukkah's going to be Pasul, because he says if the Ramban and the Ran all agree to the Rif that we pass like the Shita, that it's also to be Mamed B'davar HaMekabel Tuma, it must be that that's really the Halach. And therefore there is this other significant shita and rishonim that we do have a serious problem of maimid. Now, is the problem of maimid a problem midoraisa or a problem midrabanan? That seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Rashi in on Daf Chafal Vav Beis writes va'afal pi shalolamanu psul elu l'schach hol v'karo shel schach elu ma'amidin. The Rashi says that since this is supporting the schach, it's like you make the schach out of something that's actually mekabel tuma, and the Bach is medayik in some tafresh chavtas that you see that it's a psul min haTorah, because he says it says if you were mesakech with a davra mekabel tuma, that since it's this davra mekabel tuma is being mamed the schach, it's as if you actually made the schach out of a davra mekabel tuma, that a hakol holei chachar Maimid, that everything follows the Maimid, and if the Maimid is Davar Mekabel Tuma, the Schach is Davar Mekabel Tuma, that's what the Bach says. It sounds like Rashi holds that we're dealing with a Psul Da'oraisa. However, The Ran writes that Lahamin Aschach B'davar Shein Masachin Bo Aschach Aser Midrabana, that it's only a problem on a drabanan level. Shema Yomru Ze Omed V'Ze Ma'amid K'Shem Sheroi Lamed Kach Masachin Bo. Why is it? Why would Rabbanan make an Isra of a Ma'amid that you're not allowed to support your Aschach with Davar Mekabel Tumah? Because people are going to say, oh, if that could support the Aschach, it could also be the Aschach, and people are going to think that you can use the Davar Mekabel Tumah for Aschach itself. Now there are nafkaminas between Shitas Rashi and Shitas Haran. According to Rashi, it's mistabra that he can't be mamad the schach on anything that's possible to be misachich bo, even if it's only aser midrabanan. Because since we say it's ki'ilu you were misachich with the maimid, so even if the maimid is only psul midrabanan, you can't be misachich with something that's possible midrabanan. Whereas according to the Ran, it's a gezeira. It's a gezeira you might come to think that you can use the maimid as schach. Where do we make a gezeira? Not on something that's possible midrabanan. That would be like a gezeira l'gezeira. Could be b'chiyah gavna. The rabbanan never made a gezeira that you're going to come to be maimed with something that's possible midrabanan. So that's a nafkamina perhaps between Rashi and the Ran. Another nafkamina. The Sefer Sukkos Chaim clarifies all this, lays it all out in what simon is this? Whatever simon it is. The Sefer Sukkos Chaim discusses. He doesn't have simon numbers, so whatever it is. He writes that another nafkamina might be if you're allowed to be misakech on a kosal avanim, if you have a stone walls, can you put the schach directly on the stone walls? According to the Ran, it's going to be mutter, because what was the Ran's whole concern? People are going to think, oh, you could be misakech with stone. Who's going to be misakech with stone? You kill yourself. It'll fall right in. Very not matzui that people are going to be misakech with stone. But according to Rashi, that whatever is being mamed the schach is considered like the schach itself, well, that's going to be a problem if it's considered like the schach itself. So how do we pass it? Is maimed a problem or is it not a problem? The Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, Hasomich Sukaso Bikiri Amita, Akraim Him Hamachitzos, if the posts of the bed are the mechitzos of your sukkah and they support your schach, im yesh ba gova yutfachim min amita l'schach ksheira v'imlav psula. He says it all depends if you have 10 tefachim between the bed and the top of the schach. Now what does that tell you? That he's paskining like the shita, that has nothing to do with maimed, that it's all about keva. 10 tefachim is how we define what's called keva. Less than 10 tefachim is not called keva. So it sounds that the mechaber paskins that maimed is not a problem at all. However, in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Yesh l'stapek im mutar laniach sulam al agag kedei l'sakech al gabav. That we're not sure if you could put a ladder over your sukkah to put the schach over the ladder, that the ladder should support your schach. What's the yesh l'stapek? What's the problem? So the Taz explains that the suffik is that the sulam is a base kibul, it's mekabel tuma, and if it's mekabel tuma, it's a problem, and you can't support something, you can't support schach with a davar mekabel tuma. So it's a steer in the mechaber. The mechaber in one sif tells us that you're allowed, in one simon tells us you're allowed to be mesachik with davar mekabel tuma. He implies it at least, and in the other simon he tells us you're not allowed to be mesachik with davar mekabel tuma. Again, he implies that way at least. So Magen Avraham deals with this kasha, and he has two different approaches. The Aruch HaShulchan also asks the Stira and Sif Yud Ches, and he also has different approaches. And the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that the Beis Yosef was only Mekil when your Ma'amid B'davar HaMekabel Tuma, when the Ma'amid is B'tzidei HaSukkah, when it's on the sides of the Sukkah, like the Kirei Amita, they are the walls of the Sukkah. But when the maimid is actually going to be on top of the sukkah, like a ladder that's spread across the sukkah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's when the mechaber is going to be machmir about a maimid. Bikur Yaakov, he writes that we should be machmir like the Magen Avraham, that we aser, Magen Avraham holds that we aser with a maimid b'davar mekabel tuma, that one should not use a maimid b'davar mekabel tuma, and that's what most of the Achronim write, the Avnei Nezer and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shmurah. But Rav Shechter often points out that the din of maimid itself is a chumrah, that it's a chumrah to begin with. Meaning, because really, Meikra Din Pashas, many Rishonim say that Maimid is not a problem. So, for example, the Chaznish's Chumrah of Maimid to Maimid, a person shouldn't even support the Sukkah support the Schach with something that is being supported by Davar Mekabel Tuma. Rav Shechter used to use the expression, it's a Chumrah al Gabi Chumrah, it's a double Chumrah, it's an exceptionally strong Chumrah to say such a thing. It's an extreme Chumrah to say such a thing. Now, what if B'di Yevid, you warm mayimid v'davar ha-mekabel tumah. So the Bikur Yaakov writes in Tafresh Chavtes Sif Yud Gimel that if you don't have another sukkah to sit in, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah that they were mayimid v'davar ha-mekabel tumah. And the Shulchan Aruch Revels says this is only l'chachilu b'diavad, you're allowed to be in a sukkah where it's a v'davar ha-mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liyakov in Simon Tafresh Chavtes in Ha'ara says that since the psul of mayimid v'davar ha-roy l'kabel tumah is only a din l'chachila, if you were mayimid a sukkah the same as mekabel tumah, you can make a bracha for sure. Meaning b'diavad doesn't mean the fact that we say that it's kosher b'diavad doesn't mean that you can't say a bracha on it because it's only b'diavad sukkah. No, b'diavad means the sukkah's been made already, so the sukkah's been built already, so it's a kosher sukkah b'diavad. L'chadchila, we don't recommend making the sukkah that way, but certainly if you're in your parents' sukkah, you're in your in-laws' sukkah when that time comes, you're in somebody else's sukkah, certainly to not say, oh, sorry, this sukkah's not kosher enough for me, I learned in yeshiva, so I know better than you, and this sukkah is not kosher, so I'm going to go out of this. No, that's certainly b'diavad, it would certainly be kosher. What does this have to do with the Thai things? So here's the thing. They are a davar mekabel tumah, I believe. However, it does seem to me that you can use them if you do the following. The halacha is that in order for it to be called a maimid, it has to be the thing that's supporting the schach. If the schach is already supported enough to be kosher and to be fine and to stand there in a way that's going to work, but you just want the extra security because you never know, maybe a ruach sheinu metziah that's going to come and you just don't want the hassle of having to deal with putting your sukkah back together if there's a ruach sheinu metziah that comes. So for the extra security, you want to tie it down with the zip ties. That would be mutter. Why do I assume that would be mutter? So for example, if you put let's say you have a schach mat, you lay it out on top of the sukkah, and then you throw a few 2x4s on top of the mat to hold it down, and that could hold it against the normal ruach metziah, against the normal wind that would come, then you could tie down the ends with a zip tie because that's only giving it extra security. So that I think is 100% accurate. That if you already have it as being maimed with davar sheino mekabel tumah, you can then give extra security with davar mekabel tumah. In the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he brings several rayas that this is correct, that's true. First of all, the Mishnah in Chafal Vem Beis says Rabbi Yehuda Omerim Eini Yichol Lama Bifnei Atzma Psula, that when it's on the Kirei Amita, when is it possible? Only if it can't stand on its own without the Kirei Amita. But if it could stand on its own without the Kirei Amita, even though it's also resting on the Kirei Amita, so the Kirei Amita are also supporting it, that's going to be kosher. So you see, it's not a problem that you have a Davar HaMekabel Tumah supporting it. The problem is if the only thing that's supporting it is Davar HaMekabel Tumah. That's what you see from that Gemara. Like a lot of people are very makmid that the schach shouldn't touch the metal, that it shouldn't touch the metal on the frame. There's no such halacha that, it, as far as I know, that it shouldn't touch the metal. It could touch the metal. It could touch the Kirei Amita. It could be resting on the Kirei Amita, as long as that's not what's really actually supporting it. Another Rai has the Meiri writes, Kolomar shim nismechas al akroyim betziruv devarim acherim ad shim tinot ala amita ta'amod asuka kol shar devarim ksherim. Meiri says explicitly that the Gemara is talking about where the bedposts are supporting the schach. It's just that if you were to remove the bedpost, the schach would still be supported by something else. So again, you see, as long as when you would remove the zip ties, the schach would still stay there, that would be okay. The Bach in Tafresh Chavtes writes that v'had dukas v'arashba de'ena hamesmaros post that when do we say that nails are not going to be a problem in the schach, and this is the most close analogy to our case of the zip ties, that's only if the nails are the only thing holding down. If the nails are not the only thing holding down the schach, there's other things also supporting the schach, then the nails will not be a problem. But if the nails are the only thing that's holding down the schach, then the nails will be a problem. And also the Chazon Ish writes in Kuf Mem Gimel Os Beis that anything that's Tosefes Chizuk, anything that just adds extra strength to the sukkah, like you're afraid that it's going to fall with a ruach she'eina mitsuya, the Chazon Ish says it explicitly, that the only reason you're adding is because you're afraid of a ruach she'eina mitsuya, that's for sure going to be kosher. So bottom line, can you use the zip ties? Yes, but. The answer is yes, but with a caveat. You can use the zip ties only once you've secured your schach enough to be able to stand a ruach metzuya. Then you can use the zip ties to protect it against a ruach she'ena metzuya.